today's recording is for the sake of the ascent of the soul, l'chizika eskashas ul'ilu nishmas of our Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Chaya Mushka, the Lubavitch Rebbe's wife, whose 30th yurtzeit is today. May her merit protect us in all things physical and spiritual. Today is the 22nd of Shvat, Chaf Bei Shvat, and the Lubavitch Rebbe explained on the occasion of his wife's first yurtzeit the meaning of this day. We know that Chaf Beis 22 is the letters of the Jewish alphabet. The Chaf Beis Oisis of Aleph Beis, there are 22 letters in the Jewish alphabet. And we know that the Jewish letters, as opposed to other languages, did not just evolve or were decided upon over many generations as a way of a communication, but the opposite. The Aleph Beis, the 22 letters, are the ways that God created the world. The 22 Jewish letters, the Aleph and the Gimel and the Shin and the Resh, are 22 different ways that God's light reveals itself. There are 22 ways that God's light manifests. And therefore, these 22 letters, these 22 Oisius, became the building blocks of all the worlds by the ways that these letters permutate and connect and come together to form different words. They actually form the reality, the beings of everything in the world, as is explained in Tanya and Shaychut V'Emunah. One of the most fundamental ideas from the Baal Shem Tov from Chassidus, that when God speaks in Genesis chapter 1 to create the world, he didn't just speak 5,778 years ago, but rather right now. He's speaking all the words of creation, and everything that you see right now is a permutation of divine letters, divine revelations of God's light. Everything is the 22 letters of the Jewish Aleph Beis. And of course, the first manifestation of the letters is the Torah, which of course is one with God's infinite light. And therefore these 22 letters are actually vessels for expressions of God's infinity that contract to become the created world that you see. That's the Chaf Beis. And Shvat, the word Shvat, also has in it the root and the meaning of Shevet, which means a staff, a ruling stick. Like Teddy Roosevelt said, walk tall and carry a big stick. That big stick that's a symbol of rule, of kingship, is known as a shevet. And so therefore, the 22nd of Shvat, Chaf Bei Shvat, means that through the power of realizing that all of reality is these permutations of the letters of God, of the revelations of God's light, a Jew is able to rule over the world, which is nothing political or even economic. It means that we're able to cause God's light to be the ruling factor over all reality. Because since we realize that it's the Chaf Beis, it's the 22 letters that are bringing reality into existence every moment, if we plug ourselves into these 22 letters, we could cause God's light to become the ruling aspect of reality of all the worlds. And this is, of course, very connected to Malchus, to Shechina, because it means that we understand that our task, our mission in life, is to enter the parameters of created existence, the 22 letters, which is how God's light becomes detailed and manifest within the specifics and the multiplicity of creation. It means that a Jew doesn't just remain devoted to God in a general way, but actually brings that connection to God into the details within the physical realm, within his daily life, the tachtonim, the lower aspects of his or her world, by means of these 22 letters, and is actually refining the world. Or as the Rebbe explains in the Hayom Yom of today, that we're reading this week is Parshas Mishpatim, which means statutes. And there are two sorts of statutes. There are statutes that are created by life, rules that are created by life, which is, of course, human laws that are created by life, so they vary from land to land according to circumstances. But then there are statutes that create life, which is God's Torah that creates life. God's Torah, the Torah of truth, is the same in all places and all at all times, because the letters of God's Torah is bringing life into existence. It is every single thing you come into contact with is the 22 letters, the Chaf Beis, which is life, which is Chaim. And of course, the Rebbetzin's name was Chaya, which the Rebbe very much connected to the fact that we should be alive and vital with the life of God and feeling God in the details of everything we do. Because no matter what you're doing at any moment, whatever you're doing this moment or whatever you're going to be doing in 10 minutes or in 10 hours, you're going to be within the 22 letters, the Chaf Beis Oisius, the 22 ways God manifests and bring about the multiplicity of creation. And if you have the life of the Shevet, of the Shvat, of ruling over that creation, you have brought the whole world to life with the light of God. And the Rebbe often spoke that women specifically, very much even more than men in some ways, have this ability to be able to see the details and God in the details of the physical world, and not just have a general philosophic idea, but to actually reveal how God manifests in all the aspects of the mundane reality that we experience. And then the Rebbe concludes with a fascinating statement. The Rebbe says that if you meditate on this idea, that on the idea of Chaf Bei Shvat, the idea of the 22 letters that become the ruler of creation, which means that you realize that this moment right now, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis is bringing you into existence this moment. The Rebbe says this meditation is the bester Musar Zogar. This is the best Musar teacher. That you don't need more Musar than this. There's nothing that could give you more inspiration and could demand more of us to make sure that our godly aspect is Shvat, is ruling over us. Just to realize that the Chaf Beis is Shvat, the Chaf Beis letters is what really is the world is all about. And if we just realize that this moment God is bringing us into existence, that's the ultimate Musar Zogar. That's the ultimate idea that could inspire us and to make sure that we keep every moment a treasure, which is what it really is. May we live our lives in such a way that the Chaf Beis become the Shvat, that the 22 letters of Hashem's Aleph Beis, the 22 ways God manifests, become the way we rule our lives, and thereby the whole world becomes ruled by and revealed to be 22 letters of God's Aleph Beis.